Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Laura Semkin, naturalist with Loayza County Conservation, about an event they've got coming up this weekend at the Langwood Education Center.
With the new year, a lot of people looking to reduce their waste line as in W-A-I-S-T, but Laura, we're going to talk about reducing waste, W-A-S-T-E. Tell us about an event you got coming up at the Langwood Education Center this Saturday.
Forget about your waistline and ring in the new year by reducing your plastic footprint. It's coming up here at the Langwood Education Center, Saturday, January 9th from 3 to 5 p.m. I thought it'd be fun to get together to kind of talk about ways we can cut down on the amount of waste in our lives, you know, like the amount of stuff that we're throwing away. Unfortunately, it's difficult to recycle plastic. As a matter of fact, recycle isn't even the right word. It's called downcycling. So anyway, I like to cook. I like to come up with recipes. I like to engage with people. And I discovered a recipe for creating your own laundry detergent that I just really wanted to share with everybody. And it would help reduce the amount of plastic waste in your home really quickly, and it's just a feel-good kind of thing.
Let's talk more about some of these recipes that you mentioned in your media release. You mentioned making your own laundry detergent, but also making your own dish soap and some other things that you want to share.
That's right. So I came up, I was spending a lot of money on dish soap. I don't actually have a dishwasher, so, you know, this is dish soap, and I was spending a lot of money, I felt like, on it, and I realized that you can make your own, and it's with some really basic ingredients. And then I can just keep reusing the same container over and over if I make my own. This recipe, well, you'll have to come to the program to find out the recipe. But I'll be teaching some tips and tricks on how to do some of this stuff at home, because there's little tools that you can use that make it easier so you're not making quite such a mess. The chocolate sauce, I mean, obviously, you can use that for a million fun things. it works. It's super easy to make, too. So I would say you definitely want to start saving your glass jars or the plastic containers that you've been using, and you can just reuse them over and over. And when you come out on Saturday, I'll be showing you how to do all this stuff. Yeah, it should be really fun. The baking mix is just, you know, instead of using Bisquick, it comes in a plastic bag. Once again, you can create your own and put it in a jar and keep it for when you want to make pancakes or biscuits or anything else.
We should mention that it's free and it would be a great family-friendly activity.
It would be. I mean, I don't know a single kid that doesn't like making a mess, and I will allow for messes to be made. It's a large kitchen, let's put it that way. But yeah, all the ingredients are fairly safe. I mean, I'm not sure you'd want a toddler there, but definitely, you know, age 6 and up would be safe for kids to come and try out some of these recipes.
And I would imagine, Laura, this is an event that if you're somebody that's serious about protecting the environment, you'd find some useful information, or maybe just those that want to be better educated about waste reduction and way that we can repurpose things.
Right. So I always want to reach as many people as possible at whatever level they're at, wherever they want to learn from. I mean, if they're, you know, maybe just trying to save some money and they're curious about waste reduction, great. If they're really into, you know, like they've read all the latest books about plastic and they're really into it, I can offer up information and we can have a great conversation that way too. So wherever people are at, you know, is hoping to reach as many people as possible.
What's one simple step someone can take to help waste reduction, whether it be plastic or you know, whatever we're looking to limit as far as how much stuff ends up in our landfills?
Single step to reduce plastic, you know, you bring your own bag to the grocery store, canvas bags. You could advocate for having your vegetables and fruits not in plastic bags. I think that's one of the strangest things that's happened in the last 10 years is that suddenly all of our fruits and vegetables are in plastic. And it's just not really necessary. So what I'm seeing is there's a lot of single-use plastic out there. And this is a really strong material that's meant to last forever and that really does last forever in, you know, smaller and smaller pieces that's being used just once. So it's, I just don't think of it as being very smart. We like to pride ourselves here in the Midwest on not being wasteful and being smart about our materials. And it just seems like this is kind of not very smart. So looking around at what you use and trying to come up with ways to you know, reusable containers, just simple little things like that. You know, like having a reusable water bottle is huge.
Would you like to have people RSVP to kind of have a head count of how much material you'll have to have for people to make?
You know,
and take?
That would be really helpful if people could call and let us know if they were coming, but it is not required. It's hard to get people to come out in the wintertime, so I want to make it as easy as possible.
If people want to find out more information?
You could visit LowisaCountyConservation.org. We also have a Facebook page that you could visit for Louisa County.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Laura Sumkin from Louisa County Conservation. You can find this program at KCIIRadio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.